Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, January 27th, 2011 here. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have got so much stuff to talk about today. It's a very, very, very busy news day. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer your calls as soon as you call in with your concerns. Okay, the big news right now, I mean, there's big news everywhere, but the big news right now is the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, the official U.S. government body that was formed to look into this economic meltdown we have been experiencing for years and years and years, has issued their final report. And much to the surprise of a lot of observers, this was not a complete and total whitewash. They have been very forthcoming coming out there about all the things that went wrong. The overall summary version, and even CNN was reporting this earlier today, basically this report, the official U.S. government report, confirms everything we have been saying on this show for months. The problems go back to the mortgage-backed security fraud. Wall Street brokers got greedy. They knew these mortgage-backed securities were a hot-selling item. They started going out and grabbing any mortgages they could to just fill them up, kind of like what Taco Bell is doing to that substance they're not allowed to call meat anymore. Talk about thinking outside the taco shell. And, you know, it just was this runaway, you know, Ponzi scheme, fraud, whatever you want to call it. They sold these mortgage-backed securities that were fraudulent to investors around the world. The investors have come back and demanded repayment, repurchase, make good on all the credit default swaps. And that was what, in turn, started triggering the firestorm of fraudulent foreclosures, because the banks needed to steal your home to put on their balance sheet so that they could survive the losses from having to buy back all that bad paper. This report is actually admitting it, and even much more. Now, we're already seeing the media spin go out there where they're saying, well, you know, the blame for this just goes everywhere, and there's really no one person that we can point to as really responsible for it all, and it would be unfair to punish just one or two people when everybody was engaged in criminality. I think this is the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard in my life. If there are a million robberies, okay, that doesn't mean we should take the handcuffs off the one robber we've caught. We punish that one robber to create a sense of deterrent. And the fact that the U.S. government has turned a blind eye to white-collar Wall Street crime for decades is why it went completely out of control. They went grabbing for the money in true money addiction fashion, because they knew, hey, if we get caught, hey, what'll happen? We're not going to go to jail. The government will give us a bailout. The government will make the taxpayers pay for it all. And this official U.S. government report is saying everything I have been telling you. The bankers had a binge. They went on this gambling binge with these mortgage-backed securities. They engaged in fraud. We have the emails that have come out as the result of a lawsuit. The financial players knew they were selling fraudulent products to investors going back to 2005. Bear Stearns was pledging the same mortgage over and over and over again into different investment bundles. They knew they were engaging in criminality. Alan Greenspan has said, criminality and fraud pervades the American financial system. It is all a fraud. It is all a hoax. Now, one of the big details that has come out here, it involves Goldman Sachs, which appears to be one of the major ringleaders of the fraud that has been perpetrated against the American people. You are being robbed blind by the bankers, and the government has been holding you down while they pick your pockets. It is that obvious here. All right, we're at the end of the segment. We're going to take a break here for a couple of commercials. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the specifics of how Goldman Sachs and Bernanke have been robbing you. We'll be right back.
The first Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the issuance of the report by the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, looking into this total meltdown of the nation's economy over the last several years. And basically, they have confirmed what we have been telling you here at whatreallyhappened.com and republicbroadcasting.org, what we have been telling you for months now. This commission has basically said, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. The core of the issue is not the fraudulent foreclosures. Those are just a symptom. The core of the issue was the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, and behind that, of course, the complete and total money addiction by the Wall Street players. And Goldman Sachs, when they got their bailout, there was this question about somehow, because of the AIG bailout, Goldman Sachs had wound up with an additional $2 billion. That nobody had actually intended. And during their testimony to Congress under oath, Goldman Sachs insisted that that extra money had gone back to their clients to cover the losses that the clients had suffered during the meltdown. Well, the Financial Crisis Committee report basically found out that Goldman Sachs lied. The Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission basically documented that Goldman Sachs simply put that money in their own pockets. They declared it as profit. They wrote themselves huge bonuses. Remember these record bonuses? We're all losing our homes and businesses, and we've got homeless people all over the place, and the Wall Street money addicts were writing themselves record bonuses, and they were buying $130,000 wristwatches and $800,000 Bugattis and $150 hamburgers, which I presume have real 100% beef in them. And we kept saying, what is really going on here? And it turns out they just, hey, more money for us, and they took it. You want to talk about an absolute, complete lack of remorse? Not a trace of shame or guilt among these people. They cheated their investors. When they got caught, they dumped it on the American taxpayer. And when a little extra money shows up, they say, oh, good, put that in our pocket. What does that say about the kind of human being, the absolute lack of morality or ethics or a sense of fair play or social justice about these people? They are, by any reasonable definition of the word, monsters. And they have been made monsters by their money addiction. As I have been saying for week after week after week, we all understand that heroin addicts and cocaine addicts destroy their families around them, destroy their community around them, destroy their entire society around them. And we all understand that because of that, this addictive behavior is very bad. But in our culture, money addiction is still looked at as cool and noble and neat, and everybody wants to be a money addict. Although, thankfully, we are not all willing to engage in the sort of behavior that feeds that money addiction. But Goldman Sachs lied before Congress. Where are the handcuffs? Should not these people be in jail right now, first of all, for defrauding the U.S. Treasury and to lying to Congress and defrauding the American people? Is that not a jailable offense? If you go into a local convenience store with a Glock, especially with an extended capacity magazine, and you steal $20, you're going to jail for a very, very, very long time. These people at Goldman Sachs just stole billions of dollars from the U.S. Treasury and lied about where the money went. When are they going to be arrested? Or will it have to be by the people? I suspect the latter. The U.S. government has made it very, very clear that they are on the side of the bankers against the people. So the media is out there saying, well, you know, it wouldn't be fair to bake on just one of them. You know, the blame goes far and wide. Okay, so should the punishment. Arrest them all. Rope is cheap. Plenty of telephone poles across this country. Now, bank analyst Josh Rosner is looking at the revelations coming out of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. And he's saying that if it is true, and it certainly appears to be, I mean, the government clearly has a vested motive in trying to gloss over the scale of this scandal and this fraud. And they still can't do it. The evidence is just overwhelming. We've been putting it out there for months. But basically, this bank analyst is saying, if these allegations are correct, it appears to have been a direct transfer of wealth from the U.S. Treasury to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs just went over to the U.S. Treasury, helped themselves to a couple of $1 billion of your money, and declared it as profit and wrote themselves bonuses. That's it. They're robbing you. They're robbing you blind right now with the permission of the government. If you want to have one person to blame for all of this, it goes right back to Barack Obama, because this is yet another failure of the executive branch to actually exercise any kind of oversight. Obama's job is not to look good in the photo ops that follow a major disaster. His job is to keep the disasters from happening. When Barack Obama came into office promising change, he should have gone to the SEC and said, no more, you know, wasting time. No more looking the other way when Bernie Madoff with the loot spends 12 years screwing his investors out of $65 billion. You know, and certainly don't stand around the office of the guys you're investigating and hand them resumes because you want to move over there. should have gone to the Minerals Management Service and say, you make sure those Gulf oil wells are following the rules. Should have gone to the Bureau of Mine Safety and said, you know, we can't have any more cave-ins. No more bridge collapses, no more rail disasters, but he didn't do that. He's out there pursuing the wars for Israel's ends. He's out there defending Israel when Israel attacks Americans in international waters. And now we're finding out even the government is admitting Wall Street screwed the heck out of all of you, and the federal government let them do it. That's really what it comes down to. Now, another interesting aspect that came out of this report today is that a 3% drop in assets, in the assets values, would wipe out Wall Street completely. Wipe it out completely. Now, why that is important is because not too long ago, Ben Bernanke basically came out and admitted that the whole purpose of quantitative easing 2 was to keep the stock market up. Remember, they prop it up and use it as a banner to wave at you during State of the Union speeches. But the other reason they're propping it up is because they want to stay rich. And they don't care how they stay rich. Because remember, when Bernanke flips on that printing press to pour dollars all over Wall Street so they can go into the stock market and buy stocks and drive the prices back up, he's taking real wealth from you, because the more dollars they print, the less each dollar is worth. What they're doing is they're stealing from you to save Wall Street. And you see it right now when you go to the food markets and you go to the gas stations and you see those skyrocketing prices and you cannot get a raise at your place of employment, if you still have a job, to deal with those rising prices. That is what Bernanke and the federal government and the Federal Reserve and Goldman Sachs and all of Wall Street are doing. They're stealing real wealth from you to prop up their little bubble a little bit longer. They're stealing from you to save themselves, and the government is doing it as well. That's what all these bailouts were, taking money from the American people to give to the bankers so the bankers might loan it back to the American people at interest. That's all the bailouts were, and it didn't work. The credit crisis is still out of control for a very simple reason. Under the private central bank model, by design, debt always exceeds money. By design, you can never pay it all off. By design, eventually everybody goes bankrupt. It's just a question of who gets stuck with the bill. Now, I want you to hang on to that thought, because we're going to leave off the financial services report. I have no doubt we'll be coming back to it tomorrow and going into next week. Basically, the short version, the government is admitting that what we have been telling you on this show all along was right. It's about the mortgage-backed securities fraud. Wall Street greed led them to make some very reckless and fraudulent and illegal maneuvers, and instead of throwing them in jail, the government has robbed you, looted the American people of money and homes to bail out Wall Street from their criminality. That's what has been going on here. And now the government's facing, yeah, we did it. What are you going to do about it? All right, this takes us over to what is going on in the rest of the world. The rioting is continuing in Egypt. Apparently, Cairo's a little quieter. I guess with Mubarak's family already having left the country, and now it looks like Mubarak is going to have to step down. Pretty much everybody's saying the rioting has gone too far. There is no turning back. Change is at hand. Mohammed al-Baradei is in Egypt right now. He's basically stood up and said, you know, I might be willing to take over for a little bit to sort of get things going back toward more democracy and better economy for the people. I think he'll do it. And I'll tell you right now, Israel is not going to be happy if al-Baradei becomes the new ruler of Egypt, for a very simple reason. Al-Baradei is a man of integrity. We learned that when he was with the International Atomic Energy Agency, the agency from the United Nations that did the nuclear inspections, because it was al-Baradei who was going around saying, you know, all this crud about Iran's nuclear threat, it isn't real. And al-Baradei was the one who was trying to tell us all the way back then, that Iraq's nuclear threat was a myth. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day. Because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the situation in Egypt. Just all across the world, we're seeing these riots and protests. It began with Iceland and then Greece and Great Britain and Ireland and Spain and Italy, everywhere. It's all over the place. It's all over the place. And now it's erupting all across Africa. It began with Yemen. Now it looks like Egypt is about on the verge of falling. Mohammed al-Baradei looks like he may be the odds-on favorite to basically take over and form a new government of Egypt. And this will not sit well at all with Israel, because when he was with the IAEA, al-Baradei was the voice of reason saying, we don't actually have any proof that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. We have absolutely no proof that Iraq has poison gas or germs or any of these other things that Israel was screaming at the time. And it's rather interesting, a very telling situation is, as you look at the formal American response to Yemen and Egypt, and they stand up there and say, we urge restraint on all sides, which is very telling. That's one of the things that tells us these are genuine political popular uprisings by the people. Because when it was Iran, when the United States was trying to foment that coup d'etat, in Iran, the rhetoric was very different. The United States did not urge restraint on all sides. They kept saying, Ahmadinejad must go! Ahmadinejad must go! And they were flogging it as hard as they could. And so I think it is a very, very telling indicator when they start saying, we urge restraint on both sides. It's a non-issue. Of course we want everybody to calm down. We don't want people dying on either side. But it doesn't really express anything. I think that really tells us that all these rumors of CIA and Mossad overthrow of Yemen and Egypt are just smokescreen, because the American government doesn't want the American people really understanding that popular uprisings are bringing down these tyrannical dictatorships around the world. They're all American puppets. I got a lot of emails from people saying, oh, the Americans wanted to overthrow Yemen and Egypt. Why? They were already American puppets. What we're seeing here in all of these countries, and it's accelerating, this is a repeat of a pattern that has been part of America's covert history for decades. The U.S. government has a very long history of going into other people's countries, overthrowing or assassinating democratically elected leaders, and putting in these tyrannical puppets in their place. We've had like something like 33 interventions following the Korean War, all of which we, the American people, were told we're bringing democracy into these other countries, and we never really did. We brought tyrants and dictators. And these tyrants and dictators would oppress their people, grind them down to crushing poverty in order to extract wealth to serve the interests and profitability of multinational corporations. Until the people got pissed off and stood up and poked those dictators in the eye, showed them the door, and set up a new government that was going to take care of the people. And of course, that new government and the people would be very angry with the United States over this covert interference with their country. And they would not really like Americans at all. We're, of course, told that they hate us because of our freedoms. But that never really made sense anyway. Everybody loves freedom. The only group that doesn't like freedom are governments and clergy. They love slavery because that's what they live on, the slavery of others. Add bankers to that list. Everybody else wants to be free. I am sure the ordinary Iranian people have no problem with America's freedoms. Probably wish they had them themselves. Truth be known. The reason all these nations hate America so much is because for going on close to a century now, every time they saw their brothers and sisters and their wives and their husbands and their children blown to bloody bits before their very eyes, the shrapnel was stamped, made in the USA. That's the reason they hate us. And frankly, I think it's perfectly understandable. We did it in Cuba, where the U.S. propped up Batista, who crushed down the Cuban people to grinding poverty in order to be able to sell Cuba's agricultural produce at below market rates to companies like PepsiCo and United Fruit. Then Castro shows up, kicks Batista out, and all of his cohorts over to South Florida, where they're still grinding their teeth over this whole thing, I might add. And Castro says, I want to be friends with the United States as long as you're willing to buy our agricultural produce at fair market value. And the United States says, oh, you can't do that. And declare a boycott against this little tiny island like they're a big danger, which in turn leads to the, you know, to the Bay of Pigs invasion, when that led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it just goes on and on and on. These very stupid, belligerent choices that seem to exacerbate the situation, make things worse. Did the same thing in the Philippines with Marcos. Did the same thing in Iran with the Shah. Did the same thing in Yemen. Did the same thing in Egypt. And all of these people are standing up and they're kicking out these puppet rulers who have been there for decades and decades of power, backed by the United States, impoverished in order to send wealth to the imperial United States. And they're all standing up, and they're all doing it at the same time. And what is going on here is really very simple. If you study the history of the fall of the Roman Empire, it really began to come apart when they lost one of their main legions up in Germany. And what it meant was that Rome no longer had the resources to maintain control over their empire. Going to take a break. We'll be back with the fall of Rome and the fall of America after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the symptoms of the fall of empire. And ancient Rome began to come apart. They had a major defeat up in Germany, which, first of all, showed the rest of the world that Rome could be beaten. The legions were not absolutely unbeatable. They could be killed. They could be tricked into bad ground. They could be defeated. The legion was wiped out. And it left Rome not only with that major blow to its image of being the world's greatest military at the time, but it left them short a critical legion. And the legions were not easy to replace. It took 5 years to form and train a legion to the point of usability by the way that Rome operated these things. So almost immediately, Rome had a problem. They didn't have enough legions to spread all the way across the empire to pose an immediate threat to outer provinces that wanted to maybe break away, because as soon as a legion would move one direction in order to quell a rebellion in a province in the east, a piece of the west would break away. And the legions would run back over and try and deal with the situation in the west, and another province in the south would break away. And we've been seeing that. American influence is on the wane. Some of the rebellions by the provinces are very mild and benign, such as all these countries that are starting to stand up and recognize the state of Palestine. with its 1967 borders. Obviously, this is a defiance of United States doctrine and foreign policy, but they're doing it anyway. Ireland, Peru, I mean, huge list now. I can't even remember all the countries that have recognized Palestine. And obviously in Yemen and Egypt and Tunisia, the breakaway of these formerly U.S.-dominated provinces is a little bit more overt and sadly a little bit bloodier. But Yemen is now having the beginning of their riots. They're going to throw off their government following in the wake of the revelation of the Palestinian papers, which proved that the Palestinian Authority had a secret arrangement with the government of Israel to rule Palestine the way Israel wanted it to be ruled. Now the Palestinians are beginning to riot. Abbas is out there screaming at Al Jazeera, "You put them up to it, it's your fault," and so forth and so on. It's really beginning to accelerate. It's beginning to accelerate. And understandably so, the Palestinian people have had this nonstop harangue from Israel and the U.S. and everybody else saying, well, you've got a government, work with them. It's not the one you elected. The one you elected is Hamas, but they're bad people. They won't listen to reason. They might actually declare a Palestinian state, so you don't want to talk to them. And I think the Palestinians are basically going to give the old heave-ho to Abbas, and guess who's left? Hamas. Because they won the elections back in 2006. And they will not hesitate to take advantage of the current situation and declare a state of Palestine, which would be recognized by all these other countries, including Russia, no matter how many airports get bombed. And there will be a Palestine. And Israel is going to have to just live with that. So the Gazans are demanding the resignation of their leadership. It's a trend. It's the fashion. We should be doing it here. Now, we know that sooner or later, no matter how much tranquilizers they're putting in the food and water, which as far as I can tell is the only reason we have not had these riots in this country at this point. There has to be something that's medicating us, that's dumbing us down. Americans are not like that. We're human beings. Prick us, do we not bleed? Wrong us, shall we not avenge? I get a lot of email from people saying, why is it not happening? It should be happening here. The wrongs that these other countries have suffered at the hands of their own oligarchs, their plutocrats, are just as severe here as they are anywhere else. Why are we, the American people, who are supposed to stand for freedom from tyranny, why are we remaining silent? It's been pointed out that fluoride, which is being dumped in our tap water and even in our food, it is a tranquilizer. Lab tests have shown detectable amounts of mood-altering drugs in the tap water of 25 major American cities. Whether it's accidental or deliberate, we are being doped up with chemicals that are designed to just make us feel kind of fuzzy and happy and unable to feel anger and rage, which we should be. Now, the bad news is a revolution is probably, well, it's already started, effectively. The good news is I think we may have already won, and I will tell you why. The U.S. government has created an economic situation in which the people of the United States of America, including the serving military, understand that to continue supporting the current government is a guarantee of a lifetime of debt slavery and servitude. We've all read the stories where J.P. Morgan now admits they were overcharging military families on their mortgages, and they illegally foreclosed on many of their homes. Only yesterday, we reported on the predatory lending institutions that are lined up outside the gates at military bases to lure soldiers into debt slavery, the way students are lured into debt slavery at colleges. Now, those soldiers that the U.S. government is training to kill Americans who might be revolting have to be realizing that if they succeed in protecting Washington, D.C., all it means is life goes on as it is now. You are on the hook to pay off your share of that $14 trillion borrowed to give to Wall Street, plus accruing interest. I mean, just think about it. If you're standing there in a uniform holding a rifle with a lung full of depleted uranium dust, and they're saying, you've got to go out and you've got to kill your fellow Americans because you've got to protect the government here against those gosh darn Americans who won't pay the bills and who won't do as they're told. And you go out and you do it, and remember, you might get blown up in the process, might lose important pieces of your body. And when it's all over, what do you have? Well, you're going to have a government that's going to continue to ignore your medical problems and not pay for them. You're going to continue to have a government that's reading your emails. You're going to continue to have a government that's listening to your phone calls. You're going to continue to have a government that's breaking into your computers because they don't trust you. Is that worth fighting a war to preserve and protect? That kind of government? I don't think so. And I don't think the military agrees with that. We had another lockdown at Dugway Proving Ground yesterday. They're now saying it was a missing vial of nerve gas. Maybe. Maybe not. We're starting to see a pattern of these upsets, these security lockdowns on military bases all across America. We had the Fort Hood incident, which officially was a shooting by a crazed lone nut Lee Harvey Oswald Muslim type guy. And now we've got yesterday's Dugway lockdown because of a missing test tube. Now, the inside information I got from Fort Hood was there was an actual mutiny on the military base. A bunch of soldiers who had just gotten back from Iraq and thought they were going to be let go to go home to their families were told, no, we got to send you back. And they freaked out. And instead of admitting to the American people that the military is getting ready to mutiny against the government, they covered it up with a story about, oh, we'll blame it on the Muslim guy over there. And then, we have this thing with Dugway and a missing test tube. And we had another lockdown at Fort Bragg. I still don't know what the real story behind that one is. But it seems to be that maybe the U.S. military is not ready to lay down their lives to perpetuate a government that has basically been abusing them just as badly as it abuses you and I. So, I mean, that kind of awareness dampens your enthusiasm for killing your fellow citizens. You're looking through a rifle scope, and you're seeing your next door neighbor, your cousin from across town, your aunt or your uncle from another state. Are you going to pull that trigger, knowing that pulling that trigger guarantees you and your children a lifetime of paying off all these debts, run up to bail Wall Street out of its criminality? I don't think so. And I don't think the military is ready to do that. I think one of the reasons we're seeing this unbridled corruption and this looting of America is I think the government understands quite fully that if push comes to shove and there is a riot and rebellion in the United States of America, they're going to lose. Because the military will not stand with them. The military will drop their guns and walk away at the very best. At the worst, they will walk over and join the protesters and rioters and start shooting back the other direction. There's no guarantees. If you are not loyal to your soldiers, they cannot be expected to be loyal back to you. Remember this quote from Henry Kissinger? Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. That does seem to be the prevailing attitude. I know our military people are just like you and I. They have brains. They have smarts. They have eyes. They see what is going on in front of them. They may stay silent out of fear of their commanding officers, but it doesn't mean they're idiots and they're stupid. And anybody who just assumes that they are, it's a disaster in waiting. I think that when the riots come to the United States of America, the U.S. government is going to fall because they can't count on the military to go out and kill their fellow Americans. And as more and more of these puppet dictatorships continue to crumble, the world is coming to a whole new awareness. First of all, at the deception and perfidy of America's foreign policy on behalf of corporations and Israel, how hard they work to subvert all these other governments. And second, as was the case when Rome lost the Legion in Germany, they're going to say, the empire is fallible. The empire can be defeated. The empire can crumble. Meanwhile, over in Pakistan, a U.S. diplomat has shot and killed two Pakistanis in Lahore. I don't know if his diplomatic immunity is going to cover that or not. He's saying, they made me do it. Now, Robert Fisk wrote a wonderful article called A New Truth Dawns on the Arab World. And I think we could take out the word Arab. And the Arab world is beginning to grasp that the degree of subversion and corruption emanating out of Israel is far greater than they thought it was, far greater than they recognized. And they're beginning to understand, they're beginning to see world events in a whole new light, a whole new paradigm, a whole new context. We have known for a long time that the United States is not an unbiased arbiter of peace in the Middle East. We have known for a very long time that the United States government is totally subverted by Israel. Rand Paul went out there. He was on Wolf Blitzer's show on CNN talking about we can't afford to go on sending money to Israel. And I guess Wolf Blitzer was just having a stroke right there listening to that. You can't do that. And, of course, that prompted Eric Cantor to stand up and say, oh, no, we've got to continue sending money to Israel. They're fighting our fight. Actually, no, it's the other way around. The United States is out there killing Arab Muslims because Israel wanted them killed. The United States, absent Israel, has no reason to kill Arab Muslims. The United States, absent Israel, there are no reasons for Arab Muslims to want to hate us. Absent Israel. All the financial evil goes back to Wall Street. All the political evil goes back to Israel. It is that blatant. And I know Israel supporters are all over the internet and they're all over the alternative media. Oh, you anti-Semites, you Jewish hater people and everything. And they're going nutso and they're going crazy. And nobody's buying it anymore. You know, the proof is out there of what Wall Street did. Even the U.S. government admits it. Now, here in the United States of America, we've reported recently how America's police departments are being basically, again, subverted by Israel. Police chiefs get a free trip to Israel for anti-terror indoctrination, which basically consists of, oh, you got to hate the Muslims. We had that story about the police officers in New York who are going through a mandatory anti-terror training program are shown this feature film about bad, evil Muslims. That's the constant message. If Muslims are bad, we're good. Muslims are bad. Go shoot the Muslims. Don't pay no attention to those Israelis in that white van cheering and clapping as the World Trade Towers fall. So that's what's going on. Now we're finding out that American police are being trained and brainwashed to believe that the FEMA concentration camps that have already been built, Jesse Ventura did an episode on them just a couple of days ago, I believe. At least that's what I'm hearing here. But the police are being taught that the FEMA camps are right and proper and necessary. They're emergency prisons to just deal with those pesky little Americans, you know, who don't want to go on bailing out Wall Street. Now, those FEMA camps are perfectly normal if you're living in Nazi Germany or Stalin's Soviet Union. They are inconsistent with a free American people. And it is very alarming that the U.S. government feels they need to brainwash the cops into thinking, yeah, that kind of stuff, that's what we need. That's what America is for. That's what makes America great. Now, yesterday we had reported on this $170 million training facility that's been built out at 29 Palms in Southern California, where the U.S. government is training Marines to kill Americans who stand up and say no. And it's very interesting because if you look at this facility, and I put up a Flash Earth link and also a Google link, which shows the facility much more completely finished, and if you look at it, you begin to understand America's doctrine for suppressing an American rebellion. They're still thinking in terms of controlling the streets and controlling the ground. The buildings are almost an afterthought. In other words, they're going to put down America using the same techniques that failed miserably in Vietnam and are failing in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ooh, we're going to be up here in our little impossible-to-shoot-down helicopter and we'll rain bullets down on you until either we run out of bullets or you run out of people. That seems to be the doctrine. And I put that out there only because Over in Egypt, we're seeing the rioters succeed in taking these very expensive weapons away from the authorities and turning them back on the authorities. And I want to remind everybody that George Washington and the boys defeated the superior British army by doing what the British army did not expect to have done. If there is a conflict in this country, and it seems inevitable at this point, it seems imminent at this point, do not fight the war that the U.S. government is expecting you to fight, because you will lose. They've already prepared for it. They've already bought the ammunition. They've already got the robotic spies and everything up in the air to fight a certain kind of urban war. If you do the unexpected, you will prevail. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and I wanted to give you a statistic. We're all talking about this huge financial meltdown in this country. I'm skipping back to the first topic here because I got an email where somebody basically says transfer of wealth, which is the comment from that Bank Examiner talking about Goldman Sachs. And the listener wrote in and said, what an interesting euphemism for flat-out robbery, which is exactly what it is. Goldman Sachs robbed the U.S. Treasury for $2 billion. Remember how we all laughed at the idea that that Goldfinger could rob Fort Knox? Well, Goldman Sachs effectively just did the same thing. $14 trillion, that's the estimated losses from this mortgage-backed security fraud, the credit default swaps, the whole thing. $14 trillion. I want you to hang on to that number for a little bit, because the cost of street crime, remember I said go into a convenience store with a gun, get 20 bucks to feed yourself, and you're going to go to jail for a very long time. The cost of street crime, total cost of street crime in the United States right now is running an estimated $675 billion, and that's a lot of money. But when you compare that to the $14 trillion that Wall Street has taken, it makes the street criminals look like the petty thieves that they are. So that's what puts it in perspective. $675 billion in street crime, all street crime for the entire year in every 50 state. And Wall Street took $14 trillion from you, and without any signs of stopping. All right. Let's see. Amazingly, and I guess nobody wants to call in today. Well, fine, be that way. We're coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to lose our WWCR shortwave radio audience, and I do want to remind you, in fact, today I'm going to ask you please to log into republicbroadcasting.org for the next hour, because we're going to continue talking about these exploding revolts, revolutions all across the world. It's a world in revolution. That is an historic first. And it is tragic and exciting to watch all at the same time. We're going to be talking about Israel. Israel, demolitions of West Bank homes soared last year. The problem is not getting better. It is getting worse. And you, American listeners, are paying for the bulldozers. So, anyway, I already talked about how Rand Paul is basically saying it's time to end foreign aid to Israel. Wolf Blitzer is going, bah, 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 and Eric Cantor comes out and says, oh, no, we got to go on sending him money. We got to go on and send him all that money and everything like that. I'm going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking more about the Palestinian papers and what it really means. And more to the point, as we go into this break, I mean, the Palestinian papers that Al Jazeera leaked, not WikiLeaks. Assange is already trying to figure out some way he can take credit for it, but he has nothing to do with this. Al Jazeera leaked these documents that proved the Palestinian Authority is a creation of and servant to the government of Israel. Now the question that we need to look at and examine, and will in the next hour, is that really also true of the United States government? And I think most people are going to say yes, looking not only at how Eric Cantor is already trying to override Rand Paul and say, oh, we got to keep on sending money to Israel. That is beyond question. That is never to be touched. When they talk about freezing spending to save, you know, the American economy, that's things like roads and schools and hospitals. They didn't mean Israel. And, of course, we have that absolutely disgraceful display following the attack on the aid flotilla, which we'll talk about after this station break.
The next round.